are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Getting my voice back a little bit. All right. Some of you are saying I sound better than I usually do. So maybe you kind of like the deep, dark voice, husky, laryngeal, polypy voice that I have today, lined with mucus. You know, if it works for you, great. All right. I need the ratings. A lot to talk about. Many of you taking Propecia for baldness. Once you stop the medication, it causes depression. You can actually have depression for a very long time afterwards. So if you were depressed about being bald and not being able to take the medication, you're going to be depressed anyway because the medicine is going to make you depressed. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how guys who appear to be stressed out really like women who are chubbier. I know, right? Us, you know, kind of curvy women, right? Got a little more shake to our bake, right? We'll talk about that. Swine flu. We got in Indiana. Swine flu cases reach more than 113. I don't know if what I have is swine flu. I just feel horrible. My head hurts. Maybe it is. All I know, though, is I had a horrible sinus infection, horrible throat infection. Fever was mild. I don't think I have the swine flu. I don't. I think I have the radio host flu. Radio host flu, very, very, very difficult because it also makes you look ugly. So unfortunately, that's what I got right now. I am not that pretty, and it was hard, you know, because you're feeling crummy. And a local Fox 5 calls and says, Dahlia, I got to talk to you about, we need you to talk about dehydration. And I'm like, you know, of course, you know, you never turn down a TV interview, but oh my gosh. I mean, I had to figure out how to make, you know, my skin from green look pinkish. It was very difficult. I'm not looking forward to seeing how I look on TV tonight, but what are you going to do? All right. Yeah, we do finally have some news on the new vaccine. I know. Nobody wants to hear about that. Look, we got to talk about it. I think a lot of this stuff is boring, too. I do. I mean, I'll tell you when I think I have a story that's exciting. All right? Don't worry. Right? Okay, if not, you can still nap. Okay? Trust me. I know many of you listen to my show late night in California and Las Vegas, and you fall asleep to my show. I get that. So I'll let you know if you got to wake up. All right, to listen. But I'm the one that has to talk about the, what's in our flu shot. Because there's no other show that does it. That's why I was hired. You know that. They didn't hire me for my, you know, political opinions and, you know, how I feel on things. You guys get enough of that. Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, these guys don't want to talk about the trivalent flu vaccine. Let's get Dr. Dahlia to do it. She'll do it. She talks about everything. So that's me. Also, I guess, Randy Travis was running around naked? Fighting with officers, intoxicated. I don't know what's going on. So, we got a lot to talk about, as you can see. So very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. And again, I apologize. You know what? But misery seeks company. If any of you out there are achy, have neck pain, back pain, joints are hurting, head's hurting, hemorrhoid flare-up, I'm here with you. All right, let's just all be miserable together over the next hour or two. Now, somebody that isn't miserable is that little monkey you have seen in multiple movies, the little capuchin monkey. Remember at night at the museum? He was the monkey that slapped Ben Stiller. It's actually a she. She's 20 years old. Oh, I forgot to shut off my phone. Guys, you're supposed to shut off your phones. Whose phone was that? Okay. It's the little capuchin monkey that would smack Ben Stiller at Night at the Museum. Same capuchin monkey in Hangover 2, right? And I guess this is the monkey that starred in that commercial in which NBC had to apologize because the monkey was supposedly doing gymnastics and they aired it right after Gabby Douglas had won her gold. And they thought that was wrong and they apologized, etc. And so anyway, this monkey makes 12 grand a TV episode. This monkey, I've been dying to get a TV show going. I have been dying to get a TV show going. No. This monkey gets to be on an NBC sitcom, that Animal Practice. This, I guess, veterinary chief of medicine has a dysfunctional animal hospital. This monkey makes 12 grand an episode. When the show goes into full season, she will have earned 264 grand. I don't know how she spends it. Oh, well, she had to kiss Justin Bieber. All right. I'll pass. I'll take radio. Thank you. She was also in a Matt Damon Christmas movie. Never saw that one. Sorry to, but 20-year-old monkey, I don't know how long they live. But I'm sure she'll live longer than the average monkey because she gets to make all that money. That's kind of a lot of money. It's amazing. It's amazing the money they spend. But see, here's the problem. If this animal was a star and they didn't pay that kind of money, I guess her trainer gets it, I guess, PETA would get mad, right? All right. Let me see. Mark Harmon on NCIS was making $500,000 an episode. Wasn't Friends, weren't they making $1 million an episode? Was Seinfeld, were they making $1 million an episode? Now, on Glee, Lea Michele, who sings and dances and tries to act, she makes 75 grand an episode. She should make more. These people on Glee, I mean, they are working their butt off entertaining, right? They have to sing in the studio. They have to dance. They have to try to act. She only makes 75 grand an episode. Yet Mark Harmon, all he has to do is look sexy. Late night show. David Letterman makes about $28 million a year. Jay Leno, $27 million a year. Jon Stewart, $16 million a year. Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, priceless. Just getting to talk to you, priceless. Let me see. What does Dr. Oz make? I got to see what the competition makes. Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, Dr. Oz is actually talented. Actually teaches us something. Doesn't sit here and talk about capuchin monkeys in the first segment. Come on, cut me some slack. Actually, Dr. Oz is not on air as long as I am. Okay, I can't fill up 3 hours with trivalent flu vaccine. Cut me some slack, Jack. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You guys are mean.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. when power goes out and gas lines are down. The portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that lived in California, you guys, I guess, has had a cluster of earthquakes. Earthquakes usually will come in clusters. That's where we got the term cluster. I think it came from that, or cluster headache. I don't know. We should do this. We should do the epidemiology of nasty phrases. Can't do it, though, today. All right. At a news conference Wednesday morning, Kate Hutton of the U.S. Geological Survey at Caltech said there had been at least 30 quakes since Tuesday night, but only 3 could be felt by residents. She said officials are studying the quakes to understand whether it was a swarm or some other type of pattern. That's why I don't live in L.A. anymore. Right? It's not because I couldn't get into college there, because I did. I was at UCLA there, right, for a year. It's not because I can't afford the houses, which is also true, but that's not why I'm not there. I love Las Vegas. I love living in Southern Nevada. But I seriously think that place has too many earthquakes, as far as I'm concerned. And I like to live in an area where there's no natural disasters, except we're near a Nevada test site, but that's a whole other story. But we, you know, no earthquakes, no hurricanes, no tornadoes. Very happy living in Southern Nevada. Very happy living here. I lived through some earthquakes when I lived in Reno. Very rarely in Las Vegas, you do feel some earthquakes. But keep in mind, I'm a little bit more, full figured. I wouldn't handle the whole earthquake thing well. I would need to, double strap just to make sure I don't hurt myself or hurt the person next to me. All right. So, I guess some of the quakes were 4.5, 4.4. They're small. Okay, remember, there's lots of faults. I'm a little bit more worried about the nuclear facility there. Is it San Clemente It's the one where they look like two breasts, the white buildings that you see whenever you drive from L.A. to San Diego. Those I'm a little nervous about because they've had some issues there. But, you know, for those in California, just, you know, I don't know, quit jumping on the ground too much. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I think a big one's going to happen soon. Yeah, well, remember, they've been talking for years that we're supposed to have a nasty one on our side of the Pacific. Because remember, there was one in Chile, there was a huge one in New Zealand, then there was the one in Japan. So they're expecting the fourth quarter, Pacific Northwest, Pacific Coast, there's supposed to be a big one, they predict. But they've been saying that for years. They also have predicted there's supposed to be a big earthquake in Manhattan. They say New York sits on a fault. I'd hate to see that one. But they've been saying that for years, too. You know, you just live your life and double strap. I mean, that's what I do. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Those of you having Facebook accounts, when you go on Facebook later today to talk to your friends and Super Poke and Poke and Farmville and do whatever you do, don't forget to find my Dr. Dahlia show page and link to it, connect to it, please. This way I could give you updates, just in case I'm not feeling well and I miss any news. No news is good news, right? Especially for me. You'll get it. Follow us on Twitter. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. I know. That's why I'm wearing makeup. Gotta look good. Okay, here we go. Indiana. Swine flu cases reach more than 113. It's a lot. State health officials have confirmed 113 cases of new strain of swine flu in 18 Indiana counties. They expect there's going to be more later this week. The State Department of Health said Wednesday the number of confirmed human cases had leapt from just 11 in Indiana last week to 29 nationwide. I don't think leapt is right. I think it should be leaped. But you think about it, right? When you conjugate your verbs, okay, you leap, you will leap. Yesterday you leapt. It should be leaped. Yesterday I leaped. You know, now gynecologists will get confused because leap is a procedure we do for abnormal cervixes after pap smears. But I don't think leapt is the proper syntax here. The counties with confirmed cases stretch from north. Speaking of gynecology, no, we're talking about swine flu. Sorry, stretched from northwestern Indiana through the center of Indiana to south central Indiana. All cases were transmitted to humans by sick hogs. They think the hogs were from the Indiana State Fair. I wasn't near a hog. I'm just sick. The Indiana State Fair sent home most of the hogs in its swine barn Monday after six pigs in the 4-H show developed high fevers. Nobody's died. Everybody says the flu is a mild illness. Okay, so are we protected? What's going on with the influenza vaccine coming out this year? I know. I told you guys, I don't... You know, I want to talk about, you know, fun stuff. This is, you know, here's the thing. If you guys don't want me or my show to have to go through this, you know, swine flu vaccine and with the CDC, then, you know, let's try to get Michael Savage's boss to make him do it. I mean, if Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage did these stories, I wouldn't have to. Let's call their bosses. Just call their bosses and say, look, Dr. Dahlia's show should only be reserved for cool, fun stuff. And we got to listen to her do this. So make Michael Savage give us the latest CDC report on the trivalent flu vaccine. Why not? I think they may do it. Because, you know, pretend you'll listen to the show if they do it. See? And they're like, oh, you know what that is? You know, hey, if Dr. Dahlia got a job doing that, you know, maybe there's some demand. All right, Michael Savage, huh? Michael Savage, you got to talk about the vaccine virus selection for the 2012-2013 influenza season. What? All right. So where do the experts come from? The experts come from the FDA, the World Health Organization, the CDC. Yeah, I still don't know what the Surgeon General does. Everybody says, Dr. Dahlia, call Mitt Romney's team and ask him to put you as Surgeon General. I don't know if I want to because I want a job where I do something. I don't know what the Surgeon General does. I think she made a comment about, was it about hair? I don't know. I'm so sorry. See, Everett Koop was all over the place. And he was, you know, he's all over the place. But anyway, okay, so these guys got together. The FDA, the WHO, and the CDC and other institutions study virus samples collected around the world. They identify the flu viruses. This is coming from the CDC website that are most likely to cause illness during the next season. February 23rd, the WHO recommended that they go on concert again. Okay, I know that's old. WHO recommended, oh, come on, that's funny stuff, that the Northern Hemisphere's 2012-2013 seasonal flu vaccine be made from the following three vaccine viruses. Drum roll, please. Y'all excited? And A, California H1N1 PDM09-like virus. Whew! I know. Whew, you though would be missing that one. Don't worry. Trust me. California always gets involved. A, B, Victoria H3N2-like virus. And a B, Wisconsin 2010-like virus from the B, Yamagata lineage of viruses. I know. Thank heavens. Thank heavens they included the Yamagata lineage. That's what we're injecting into you guys. That's what you're going to get. That's it. Now, H1N1 is swine. The only thing is what's this new swine they're talking about in Indiana? They're saying a new strain of swine flu. Is it still H1N1 or something else? I don't know. Let's ask Michael Savage. Yeah, I know. See, maybe he would be better at this than I. All right. They said while the H1N1 virus used to make this year's vaccine is the same virus that was included last year, the recommended influenza H3N2 and B vaccine viruses are different. Okay. Ooh. Oh, that means they got some work. Okay. Now, how are the viruses selected? This is almost as exciting as the Olympics. The influenza flu viruses, they say, selected for inclusion, pick me, are updated each year depending on what viruses are found, how they're spreading, how well the previous season's vaccine viruses might protect. So basically, crapshoot. Okay? It's crapshoot. Honestly. All right, but we in Vegas could appreciate that. For those of you in other parts of the country, you're like, wait a second, I'm in the Southern Hemisphere. What do I get? As from what I understand, nothing. Currently, more than 100 national influenza centers in more than 100 countries conduct year-round surveillance for influenza viruses. Must be pretty cool goggles. These laboratories then send influenza viruses for additional analyses to the 5 WHO collaborating centers for reference and research on influenza. These are located in Atlanta, Georgia, London, Melbourne, Australia, Tokyo, Japan, and Beijing, China. Wait a second. Didn't they all hold Olympics? Wait a second. All right. Someone's getting favoritism. Beijing, Atlanta, London. How come these guys get WHO collaborating centers? I want my city to get a WHO collaborating center. Then vaccine viruses are chosen to maximize the likelihood that the influenza vaccine will protect against the viruses most likely to spread and cause illnesses. Well, we got a bunch of people coming down with swine flu just in Indiana, so I don't know if they're doing that good a job. Swine flu hits the summer, if you notice that. Remember when swine flu first came out? I got sick with the swine flu. It was, I forget what year, but I remember it was in May. We all got sick, and it was bad. I mean, we're talking flu, not what I have now. I mean, you couldn't move. And we didn't know what it was until a month or two later they started talking about swine flu. Some were like, swine flu? So, swine flu usually hits summertime. And then it could still go on into the winter. So, I don't know. Just listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You'll be protected. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right. I'm sorry. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think it's the San Onofre. Is that the one I'm thinking about? Nuclear plant in California. You know, there's been these earthquakes going on in California, over 30 of them in the last 24 hours, from what we understand. They don't know if there's going to be more. And again, usually when you do get earthquakes, you get clusters. You know, over the break, I'm listening to all these commercials on preparedness and, you know, stocking up. I'm a huge fan of that. I think it's a wonderful idea. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, Japan wasn't ready for what happened with Fukushima. All right, earthquake, then tsunami, then, you know, nuclear plant. I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. Always have been. And it's because I like the taste of the food. If I don't like the taste of the food, I can't eat it. You know, you notice I don't mention SlimFast a lot on my show. SlimFast may or may not help you. It's just I can't get through the taste. I can't get through the taste, so I don't bring it up. But something that I like the taste of, that's why I talk about chocolate all the time, I like. And you know, I've tried this freeze-dry guy a lot, and I like him. I like him, which is why I have no problem working with him, because it's a product I can endorse. I guess though, they're having a huge, huge sale this month, so please go to my website or go to theirs at freezedryguy.com. Click on it to find out how you could stock up. I think it's a smart idea for all of us to stock up. You know, they're, I guess, very easy to store. They last forever. They're yummy. Definitely look into it. Okay, so there was a teenager, an Ohio teenager, collapsed from dehydration, all right, after a four-day marathon. Now, we're not talking about a running marathon. We're not talking about a marathon where this kid is out in the heat. We're talking about an Xbox marathon. A Columbus, Ohio mother has taken away her son's Xbox, finally, after he spent 4 to 5 days locked in his bedroom playing a marathon game, collapsed from dehydration, Fox News reporting. Jessie Rawlings said her son Tyler, 15, collapsed 3 times before she called the paramedics. 3 times. Call them the first time. First of all, if your kid is missing for 4 or 5 days, if your kid doesn't want to come out of his room, there's nothing he should be doing in his room for 4 or 5 days. Stop the giggles. That still doesn't last 4 or 5 days. Anyway, paramedics hooked him up to IV fluids. you know, people die after, right? Didn't we have a gamer who died after playing like 40 hours of video games? She said she was scared. She thought he was going to die. He was playing Modern Warfare 3. He rarely left his bedroom. Did he even pee? Did he even urinate? Dr. Mike Patrick, an emergency physician at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, said the dehydration could be deadly. Well, duh. We'll talk about dehydration. We need to. So anyway, he didn't get enough. You know, he wasn't getting fluids. He obviously wasn't eating or drinking. He had less blood pressure. Can't get enough blood up to the brain. Ends up passing out. She says her son learned his lesson. He is accepting the consequences. The Xbox is gone. What's wrong with this mother? How could you be away from your kid? Now, I understand, as your kids get older, they're a little bit more obnoxious. They talk back to you. Sometimes you're really not that interested in what they're talking about. Look, I'm a mother. I get that. All right? You know, when they're a baby, they're like, oh, look, oh, he burped. Oh, so cute. You know, and all you want to do is be around the baby and do kissy, kissy, hug, kissy, hug. And when they're older, like, oh, yeah, really? You're going to go to your room and leave me alone? You're not going to back talk me? Fine. Yay. So I get that. But not 4 or 5 days, people. Look, you're still the parents. You know, this woman could be brought up on charges for neglect. I mean, really, 4 or 5 days? Your child could be in a room playing video games for 4 or 5 days, not eating or drinking. Where the heck were you? So, issue there. Now, dehydration. I'm always asked, okay, how much should I be drinking? 10 glasses a day, 12 glasses a day. So, years ago, we just told everybody, all right, everybody drinks 8 to 10 glasses a day. There's actually a little body chart, table chart that I'll tell you guys about. This is the amount of fluids you should be taking in on a regular day. Not summer, not humid, indoor, just a regular day. Let's say you weigh about 100 pounds. You're supposed to be taking about 50 ounces of fluid a day. If you're 150 pounds, 65 ounces. 200 pounds, 70 ounces. Well, fluid ounces. If I say fluid, yeah, fluid ounces. All right, so 200 pounds, about 70 ounces a day. 100 pounds, about 50 ounces a day. Now that's if everything is copacetic. If everything's fine. No heat, no sweating. You start to sweat, you start to exercise, you got to drink a heck of a lot more. And, you know, many of you are still without power because of the storms. Many of us are sweltering right now. August is not a fun month for anybody. But what's unfortunate is many times when we're dehydrating, we don't show the typical signs. All right. You know, people are like, oh, Dr. Guy is talking about dehydration today. Oh, boring. All right. I know you get thirsty. No, you don't. A lot of times you don't get thirsty. A lot of times you start getting a little confused or you get headaches. Right. And your buddy, you know, you guys are out there having beers. Your buddy kind of looks over at you. He's drinking. He doesn't care that you're quiet. Being quiet could be a sign of dehydration. Yeah, but they're not dehydrated because they're not sweating. Well, if you're dehydrated, are you going to sweat? Are you going to be able to mount a perspiratory response? if you're low on fluids? Probably not. So if you're out there and there's a bunch of people and someone's not sweating, they're probably dehydrated. I was watching the beach volleyball. This was when the Americans were playing the Chinese. So you know how we have a delayed, and then, of course, it's delayed on TiVo. One of the that was a rough game, by the way. Missy Mae Trainor and Kerry Walsh were playing against the two Chinese semifinalists. And boy, that was like neck and neck. All right. One of them completely covered in sweat. Everybody else looked dry. Which one would you worry about? The ones who are probably dry, right? Because they probably cannot make a response. So, you know, when it comes to dehydration, drink before you go outside, fluids, okay, not alcohol. Drink before you start to exercise. And none of this bolus stuff where you're just downing gallons and gallons. Because remember, your stomach is only going to be able to absorb as much as it can absorb. All right? Drink in regular intervals. Now, many people go, well, Dr. Dahlia, should I be having Gatorade around? Should I have water? Should I? If you don't like the taste of Gatorade, you're confused about the sugar content, etc., I don't care if you just have water as long as you're still getting your salts and your sugars from your foods. All right? But if you're on a diet and a very strict diet and you're not going to eat afterwards and you're not going to replenish salts, yeah, I may want you getting some Gatorade. But for the most part, water is absolutely fine. If it's easy for you to grab bottled water, take bottled water, have some ice in the car. And the other thing a lot of us do is we take water with us, we leave it in the car, and then it's too hot and we don't want to drink our hot water. Not a big deal. Just go to Walmart or whatever, get some of those little baby coolers. They're not that expensive. Throw a bunch of ice in it. Throw your water bottles in those. This way, at least, they stay at a relative decent temperature so that if you do get into your car, you can drink it later. All right? But remember, you know, dehydration. You could be tired, confused, especially your little infants. They may not cry. They may be too weak to cry, so they're sitting there quiet. You're like, oh, baby's not giving us a hard time. Great, we're good. No, because the baby's dehydrated. Your older population, your older patients could be dehydrated as well, sitting there not feeling good, and they're quiet. You know, everybody always shuts grandma and grandpa up. It's a shame. So many of them are quiet because they're afraid to talk because, you know, daughter-in-law or son-in-law will yell at them. Not good. That's also a form of elder abuse, but we'll talk about that another time. But, you know, just because somebody's sitting quietly doesn't mean they're fine. Check their pulse. If their heart rate's up, that's a sign of dehydration. Remember, less fluid, less cardiac output. So your heart rate is going to increase to try to increase the cardiac output. You lose water when you breathe. You lose water when you urinate. You lose water when you poop. You lose water when you sweat. And just being outside, you lose fluid from your skin. So there's so many ways to lose fluid. You got to get the fluid in. It's extremely important. And you'd have to really overdo it for that hyponatremia. Some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, I could get, you know, you could lose salt and then you're drinking water, then you could become hyponatremic. I've rarely seen that. You'd have to really have lost a lot of salt and really be overdoing it. If you even notice, even the Olympians are drinking their water and they're okay. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who's listening live tonight. Also airs the show. Big thanks to XM, Trevor Oliver, and big thanks to all of you who listen and put up with my show every day. Put up with my cold and my coughing. And all that. All right. So, for those of you taking Propecia for baldness and to prevent male pattern hair growth, here's another whammy. Oh, no, this font is really small. This is miserable. I'm sorry. All right. We know that finasteride, which is the main ingredient of Propecia, is supposed to promote hair growth for baldness. But it also has been linked to sexual dysfunction, also linked to ejaculatory disorders, orgasm issues. Well, now it's been also linked to depression. Well, maybe you have depression because you have issues with your orgasms, ejaculation, and sexual side effects. They say the average age of Propecia users are 31, right? And they said that most people usually take Propecia about 27 months. Then they were given a standard written survey called the Beck Depression Inventory. Oh, I remember us having to take that in medical school. I don't think any of us passed, to be honest, because we were in medical school. I don't get to date. Not a lot of sex when you're in medical school. Get a little sad, uptight. Erwig, Dr. Michael Erwig, the endocrinologist at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., decided to study these former users and found moderate to severe depression symptoms in 64% of people using Propecia. About 44% of Propecia users reported having suicidal thoughts. Well, that's not good. Finasteride does cross the blood-brain barrier and is known to interfere with the activity of your GABA neurotransmitter system. We've talked about the gamma aminobutyric acid. I wanted to call my kid gamma aminobutyric acid because I just thought, you know, he wouldn't get depression if we called him GABA. But I get beat up. Other kid would have been called neurotransmitter. That has been implicated in anxiety and depression issues. So Erwig wants physicians and patients to be aware. Not Erwig. Erwig. Come on, people. Come on, grow up. They want physicians and patients to be aware. Come on, people. I can't get through this. Okay, look, yes, thank you for trying to make the story interesting. I appreciate it. All right, so Propecia. So if any of you have been kind of in the dumps, slumps, little funk, and you were taking Propecia for hair loss, could be an issue. Maybe, pretty interesting stuff. Now, they say stressed out guys prefer chubbier women. Plus size women appear to attract men who are stressed. I think I know why, but let's look at this article. To look at the impact of stress on men's sexual preferences, research from the university. Yeah, so honestly, plus size women, ladies, still sexy. All right? Don't think you're not sexy. To look at the impact of stress on men's sexual preferences, research from the University of Westminster in London, led by Viren Swamy, rounded up 81 young men whose ages range from 18 to 42. And the report was published in Plus One. Our results showed that men who were stressed rated female body sizes in higher BMI categories as more attractive than their control group counterparts. That is, men in the stress condition rated women of normal weight, overweight, and least BMIs, blah, blah, blah. All right, let's get to the good stuff here. Swamy and his co-author raised the stress. Why don't we ever get to know who the co-author is? Raised the stress levels of 41 of the men by having them do radio for 3 hours a night. For having them work the board with a radio host for 3 hours a night. By having them do some tough math and to participate in a simulated job interview. A situation that has been proven to increase tension and anxiety. I love math. I'll have math for breakfast, dessert. I love math. No. Then again, I'm not a man. I get that. For the job interview simulation, the men were told to stand at a microphone and give a 5-minute oral presentation to 4 people who played the role of a company selection committee. Then men were asked to count backwards by 13, starting with the number 1022. 1,022. Oh, that stinks. Oh, okay. No. Subtraction doesn't count. Oh, I hate subtraction. Addition, algebra, parabolas, pretty good. Okay. The other 40 men got to relax in a quiet room while their counterparts were doing the simulated interviews. Not stimulated. Nobody was stimulating. This wasn't a sperm analysis. Afterwards, all 81 men were shown 10 photos of women whose weight ranged from emaciated to obese. They were then asked to rate the attractiveness of the women on a scale of 1 to 10. As a group, the stressed-out men gave their highest ratings to a plumper woman compared to the men who were relaxed. In fact, stress appeared to bump up the ratings of all the women with bumps. All right, so what does that mean? They say, you know, well, they don't know why. Okay, I tell you why. Women that are a little bit plumpier, they look a little bit more cuddly. Right? Remember Mama? Right? You'd want to go up to Mama, give her a hug. Skinny Mama, bony Mama, no. I think it all goes back to Mama days. I think boys love their Mama. I think they do. I think they'll always love their mama. That's why I have two boys. Love it. If I had two girls, they'd be like, oh, woman, please, get out of here. You were hoochie mama. You don't want me to be hoochie mama? Uh-uh. Now, I would not do well, I don't think, if I had daughters. I really don't. I don't think they'd listen to me. They think I'm a hypocrite. You know, no. Really, you want me to shave my legs and look at your legs, mom? Well, I'm mom. I don't have to shave my legs. Anyway, no, I shave my legs. It's the summer. I have to. Can't wait till next month, though. Get to put the razor away. Okay, but, you know, guys, I think, guys, if you think of your favorite mom, right? You know, your favorite type of, you know, somebody cuddly. Well, you know, even Santa Claus. Is Santa Claus, you know, skinny and bony? No. He's plump. He's somebody you could hug. You know, people want to hug, you know, or they think they could be closer to people that are a little, I guess, more plump. That's what I think it is. I think it is. Now, some people think maybe it could be an estrogen thing. Now, remember, not all plump women are nice. Not all, you know, my mom went through a variety of weights when she was growing up. She packed a punch the whole time. Same thing with me. I mean, I don't think I'm nicer to my kids when I'm skinnier than when I'm heavier. And when I'm bloated and PMS, so they better watch out. But I don't know. Think about it. You know, are you sexually attracted to somebody who's kind of skinny and bony? You know, or do you like them being kind of... Now, I'm not talking about Playboy. We're talking about kind of, you know, women that are a little bit more plumpy than they should be. Makes some sense to me. Now, somebody who needs to cover up whatever he's plumping, although I don't think he's very plumpy, is Randy Travis. Now, Randy Travis, from what we understand, was charged with driving while intoxicated and threatening law officers after he crashed his Pontiac Trans Am and was found naked and combative at the scene. Okay? He walked out of jail wearing scrubs because probably didn't have any, you know. He had no shoes and he had a University of Texas baseball cap. I guess that's all the jail had. It was the second Texas arrest this year for Travis, who was cited in February for public intoxication. Apparently he reared off the roadway. Nobody got hurt. He made threats against DPS troopers and was not wearing clothes. He refused sobriety tests, so a blood specimen was taken. He had a strong odor of alcoholic beverage and several signs of intoxication. Why do you get naked when you drink? Travis had facial bruises, was released on $21,500 in bond. I don't know. I mean, I've never been drunk to the point where I wanted to take my clothes off. Stop the giggles. No, I don't know. I mean, if you get drunk, is that something you like to do? Is that something, I mean, are you hot? Are you taking the clothes off because you're hot? no drug test results yet. But I know there's something with bath salts and being naked. You know, we're hearing like there was that mother running around Walmart naked. Walmart's always in the news. You notice that. Something's always happened at Walmart. I think this is the longest we've gone without talking about Walmart. Maybe for the next hour, I'll just look something up for funsies. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. If you could stay with us for another hour, please do. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download our Dr. Dahlia app. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.